Hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We thank you for investing in your spiritual life today, feeding your soul with the Word of God, and we just are thankful to be a part of what God is doing in your life. Today we want to start off by saying on this wonderful Wednesday, thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. If you need to have your air conditioning system looked at, serviced, to make sure that it is running optimally, I would encourage you to give them a call. And, you know, sometimes you might want to look at, I'm not a big fan of spending. I am a big fan of investing. And so I know of a situation where a family is living, they're in a rental, but their electric bill is for a relatively small place is exorbitantly high for the amount of space that they have. And, you know, I've got a little more space in my house, but my electric bill is running half of what theirs is. And then there are other people that they've got more space than I've got, and their electric bill is lower than mine. So if your electric bill is running really high, especially at this time of the year where you're not having to run your AC very often, you might want to give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, and have them come out and give you an estimate on how much a new system would cost. You might find that your electric bill goes down to such a degree that you'll be able to pay off that air conditioning system within a relatively short period of time. And I'm not saying that just theoretically. We have had that at the church where we replaced a couple of units, and our electric bill is less than half of what our high bill was back at one point in time. Now we've done a number of things to help make that happen, as far as, you know, reconfiguring spaces where offices were and things like that. But, man, I'm telling you, some of those old systems, they were energy hogs. And if you've got an older system, maybe it's 15 or 20 years old, give them a call. They may be able to help you out with a new system that in the long run, I mean, right now we're in the relatively low months as far as electric bills go. And if you were able to save $150 or $200 a month, you would find that your electric bill would pay for a new system within a relatively short period of time. Give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call. They do repairs. They do installs. 321-759-3284. So we're going to get into the Word of God today. Do want to let you know we do have Wednesday night family night at Merit Assembly of God. We've got youth ministry, and we have adult Bible study that is going on. And we're going to be talking a little bit today about God's leadership in the various stages of our lives is what we're going to talk about. And you want to get your family started young in following God. I tell families at our church that I cannot guarantee with 100% certainty that if your family is raised in church, that you're never going to hit some spiritual bumps in the road. I can't guarantee that. But if you do not bring your family up in church, if you do not lead your family in pursuit of God, I can, with almost 100% certainty, guarantee that you are going to experience hardships that you don't ever want to experience. And So I encourage you to be passionately in pursuit of maturing in your faith And if we can be of assistance to you in that, come on out tonight to the Wednesday night Bible study in the sanctuary at Merit Assembly of God. So that's kind of a small group format, as not necessarily that it's limited to a small group, but in that we break out tables and chairs, and it's kind of a more of a study format, not so much of a lecture format. So come on out and be a part of that. I want to take you in the scriptures today to two passages of scripture. I'm going to begin reading in Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah chapter 40, and going to read two verses, and then we'll go back to Psalms. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 10 says this: "Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young." And if you turn back to Psalm 48, verse number 12, it says, "Walk about Zion and go all around her, count her towers, mark her, well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death." Today I want to talk to you about Godship. Remember, we're going through the Sermon on the Mount. We are at the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation," which caused us to dive into this subject of how does God lead us. And believe it or not, I have had parents, now this goes back a ways, that their parenting style was that they were not going to teach their children any absolutes. That kind of changed as long as it was them that was giving the instruction. You know, they did want them to absolutely obey them, but they said, "We're not going to teach them about God. We're not going to steer them on any course. We're going to let them find their own way." And I want you to know that, in my humble opinion, that is dereliction of duty. The Bible commands us that we are supposed to train our children up in the way that they should go, that when they are old, they are not to depart from it. And that works in the positive and in the negative. If you train up your children to be just like you, then chances are you're gonna get a duplicate of yourself. I've never wanted that. I've always wanted my kids to be the unique creation that they were in God's sight, but I did want them to fall in love with Jesus the way that I have fallen in love with Jesus, that their mother has fallen in love with Jesus, and see that there is no better path of life, and let God lead them so that they would accomplish more for the kingdom of God than what I've accomplished. And I want to set that mark really, really high. And so when I was growing up, we were in sports a lot. We had two of our kids that played sports for a limited amount of time. Our son and our daughter, and the one daughter that played sports absolutely couldn't stand it, and played for 2 years and won the league championship both years, two different styles. And my son played, and then there was an experience that caused him to lose his passion for the sport he was playing. But my two older kids both ended up in band and symphony and orchestra and all that sort of stuff, symphonic orchestra. And I was never there. It's like so at one of those concerts, it's like I never saw myself as being one of the parents, the band parents. When I was a kid, I if you would have projected me there, I never would have seen that. But because of their giftings, I learned to discern what a few of the instruments sounded like, and They excelled at that. But each one of my kids, God led them and developed in them unique skill sets so that not one of those three kids is a duplicate of the other. They all excel in their own way. And, they have a few things in common, but they excel. God leads them. And so in Isaiah chapter 40, we see that God, our shepherd, it says he will gather his lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. There are two different stages of leadership here. One is those who are young, and the other is those who are with young. And so we could put that at young adult or middle age. But the reality is that we need God to lead us at whichever stage that it is. I would much prefer my kids learn how to live for God when they are young. Now that, you know, they're young adult and they're all of age that they'll, you know, as they're marrying and things like that, that kids will come along, that they will understand how important it is for God to lead them so that, like Paul, they can say to their kids, follow me as I follow Christ. And that's very, very important. We want our kids to be led by God because God has no grandchildren. You know, I was talking to someone here recently, and they were commenting on, you know, the joys of grandparenting, and it is a great thrill. I'm always excited when I get to spend time around my grandchildren. But God has no grandchildren. God just has children. And so he wants to start leading us when they are young. And so I'm praying that my grandchildren, you know, that they fall in love with Jesus, they fall in love with worshiping Jesus, they fall in love with serving Jesus, they fall in love with studying God's word and being used for his glory. That's what I want to see for them, that God will lead them. And he does that by carrying those young ones in his arms. And so we need to take that scripture to heart that says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You need to realize that God's not a distant God. He is a God who is very, very close. And he wants to lead people when they're young, and he also wants to lead them when they start having young of their own. And so in Isaiah chapter 40, it says, and he gently leads those who are with young. And like we talked about with Jacob, how he led the flocks in such a manner. Maybe this was something I shared on a Wednesday night, that he led the flocks that he cared for in such a way that they were not going to become exhausted, or he did not lead them at such a frenzied pace that it was going to overwhelm them. He led them in the way that was best for them. And so God's preferred method is not the method that the world describes. It's not the angry God who is standing there with a baseball bat ready to knock you into eternal desolation just as soon as you step out of line. But his preferred method is to lead us gently, to lead us gently. And I believe that one of the great mindset changes that is possible for people is when they transition from being that adult to being that adult that is charged with the responsibility of caring for another life. I believe that is a huge transition that should take place. And boy, there's a lot of warfare waging right now in America over whether or not we're going to allow children to be born you know, that once that they get to a certain time in the pregnancy, you know, people are wanting to, you know, pass legislation that goes all the way up to the day that they're born. And it's like, that's barbaric. It's barbaric. As one who was born a little on the early side, I showed up a little before expected. I'm thankful that my mother was wanting to see me and all the changes and the impacts that I have brought to her life. There's a really funny story about the day that I was born, and I'm not going to share that with you, but has something to do with what my mother said after I was delivered. And I'm just going to keep that off of the air for right now. Nothing vulgar or profane about it. It is just funny. And, you know, we have a laugh about that now. But certainly there were some changes. At one point in time, she had three children. I was number one. Three children under the age of four. And can you imagine all of the pressures that goes with that? And they recognized pretty early on, you know what, we need God to lead us in this situation. You see, because when you are a parent, if you go back to Psalm 48, and in verse number 13, it says this, that you may tell it to the generation following. They were to familiarize themselves with the city of God. They were to count all her towers. They were supposed to know all of the details and really appreciate all that God had provided so that they could pass that on to the next generation. When the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, they were supposed to build an altar so they could teach the next generation. And what a privilege it is, what a responsibility it is to pass the truths of God's word on to the next generation so that God will lead them. And so at Merit Assembly of God, we are always thankful, very thankful for the kids that God entrusts to us so that we can teach them and show them by example how to live for God. Now, go back to Psalm 48. For this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to death. There's another translation that says forever. And the older that I get, a friend of mine, a minister friend, and I, we've known each other for a long time, and we've come to the realization that we're not the young guys on the block anymore. Still not ancient. Still below average as far as the average Assembly of God pastor's age, but just barely. We recognize that we're not the young guys on the block anymore. As we went to a men's conference a week ago, and one of the men that went asked me if I knew a person. I said, yeah, I've known them for a long, long time. And I haven't seen him much. I think the last time I may have seen him was at the Healthplex. And he said, well, I told him that, this was the church that I go to, and told him your name. And he said, yeah, he's a real young guy. And I was when I first met that person in 1993, I was a lot younger then than I am right now. But time has a way of marching forward, and things have a way of aging us. But there's one thing that age is not going to do, and that is ever going to rob us of the privilege of having God lead us. You see, God's leadership is not just for the young and not just for those who are raising the young, but God intends to lead us all the way until we get to the time that the place that he has prepared for us is done. And then he's going to lead us to that place that we can be with him forever. Getting old is not for the faint of heart. There are some challenges. I had a conversation with someone and they said, you know, that they were realizing that, you know, every day is a gift from God. And so we need God to lead us. And I would encourage you, if you've got some health issues, let God lead you to a healthy lifestyle. I saw a commercial and it's like, man, I wish I'd seen that commercial 6 or 7 years ago. Part of my health might have been better had I seen that product might not have existed back then. But I can tell you this, there are always different stages in life that come. This grandparenting thing, it's a brand new stage for us. We're very thankful for this particular stage, but it's a brand new stage. And we want God to lead us in that. As you get close to retirement, you need God to lead you in your finances. And I will tell you this, if you let God lead you in your finances in your youth, it will be much better for you when you are getting closer to retirement. There are a lot of people that talk about how expensive this is and how expensive that is. And I can tell you this, if you don't owe anybody anything, it's a much easier way to live if you don't have any debts. And so I would encourage you to get into the Word of God and allow God to lead you when you are young. If you've already passed the young and now you're to the young adult stage, let God lead you as a young adult. If you are already middle age, you know, when I went to Fiji, they had different age groups over there. Youth was from like 16 to 40. And then there was, young adults, and then there was adults, and then there was senior adults. I think seniors got to be over 70 or something like that. But I was still considered middle age, I think, was my category over there. And it's like, oh, I like this. I might even been in the youth category or the young adult category. I'm not sure. But it's like, I like the way that they categorize that. But each one of those stages, you need God to lead you. And if you've only been allowing God to lead you, I want to tell you, you're depriving yourself of one of the greatest privileges that you will ever experience in your life. And that is, let God lead you in every area of your life, at every stage of your life, so that when you come to that final stage and he says, we are ready to lead you through the most difficult season that you will ever experience. And you'll say, God, you have never led me astray. You have never, ever led me the wrong way. And so that was pretty much what I wanted to share with you today, is that God leads us as long as we live. Several years ago, there was an article from one of the islands. It might have been Hawaii, might have been Indonesia. It was an island that had experienced a tsunami, and they interviewed an elderly gentleman that lived on that particular island. And I read this in the newspaper. I didn't read it from one of my ministry resources, but they interviewed this person, and he said, I remember the lesson my grandfather taught me when I was young. And he said, if you ever see the water, leave the beach and go and get sucked out into the ocean. He said, when that happens, it's going to expose all sorts of beautiful shells that you'll be able to find on the bottom of the sand. But he said, my grandson, don't ever be enticed by that. If you see the water getting sucked into one direction, run towards higher ground. Run towards, don't be enticed by the beautiful rarities that you would see, but instead run, because there is getting ready to be a flood that is coming. That was a person who had experienced some difficulties in their life, and they passed it on to another generation, and that generation was now passing it on to another generation because they wanted to see them live. Can I ask you, I'm assuming that there are a lot of people that listen to this that go to church, and that is, don't segment yourself generationally. I know it's very easy for us to get caught up in senior adults and in young adults and youth and kids ministry and nursery and all of that. What I'd like to encourage you is go to your pastor, go to your church leader and say, is there anything that I could do to help encourage the young people or the young adults in this congregation to allow God to lead them through the next stage? You know, if you didn't let God lead you through the last stage, repent, ask him to forgive you, and say, God, I want you to lead me through the next stage. But also, God, would you use me to help bring up this next generation so that they don't make some of the mistakes that I made? My past is not mistake-free, but I do take those situations, and I want to bring them to others so that they don't make the same mistakes that I did. May God lead us when we're young and he carries us in his arms. May he gently lead us when we have young, and may he lead us forever, even till the day that we are promoted into his presence. One more time, I'd just like to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. Don't forget the Send that is coming up this weekend at Camping World Stadium. If you didn't get your tickets, pray for the event, that God will use it gloriously. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I lift you high and bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? I lift you high and bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? Oh Lord, I lift you high and bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? I lift you high and bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? You must increase, I must decrease, Lord. I'll bow down and